Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Vaginal estrogen tablets may be safe for postmenopausal women who have had a stroke. Research published in Stroke, the peer-reviewed scientific journal of the American Stroke Association, suggests that using vaginal estrogen tablets is safe for postmenopausal women who have had a stroke. A data analysis from a health registry in Denmark found no increased risk of recurrent stroke in women using these tablets designed for vaginal use. Unlike other estrogen formulations, the local absorption of estrogen through the vaginal mucosa did not pose a risk for women with a history of stroke. The study, which included over 34,000 postmenopausal women, showed no significant association between vaginal estrogen tablet use and a second stroke. These findings provide reassurance for high-risk women, indicating that vaginal estrogen may be a safe option to manage menopausal symptoms without increasing the risk of recurrent stroke. Creative Biogene's expanded antibody purification platform provides support for biotechnology innovation. Creative Biogene's expanded antibody purification platform offers a streamlined workflow for producing high-yield, high-purity antibodies. The platform refines purification strategies from various sources, providing consistent and efficient preparations. Utilizing protein AGL resins, ion exchange chromatography, and size exclusion chromatography, final antibody purity exceeds 95%. Quality control services include SDSH, SEC HPLC, and endotoxin testing. The platform features chromatography columns, process systems, and filtration options for customizable design. Suitable for various biotechnology applications, the platform enables assay optimization, kit component production, and research reagent development. With plans for automation and increased scalability, Creative Biogene remains dedicated to providing comprehensive solutions for research needs.
Tech media breaks. Intuitive Machines Inc., NASDAQ LNR, closes $345 million convertible senior notes offering. Intuitive Machines Inc., UNR, has closed a $345 million convertible senior notes offering with $45 million from an over-allotment option. The notes were sold to qualified institutional buyers under Rule 144A of the Securities Act, with Roth Capital Partners as co-manager. Intuitive Machines is a space technology company focused on disrupting lunar access economics, successfully landing on the moon in 2024 and returning in 2025. For more information, visit their website at http://heftu.intuitivemachines.com.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on American Tungsten Corp. C-ung. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on American Tungsten Corp. In the first quarter of 2025, the company reported a net loss of $1.87 million, with total assets rising to $2.36 million. Shareholders' equity more than doubled to $2.4 million, and the company remains debt-free. Recent developments include completing a $7.0 million private placement, appointing a new CFO, and adding the CEO to the board of directors. The company has also started rehabilitation work at the IMA mine in Idaho and received conditional approval to list on the TSX Venture Exchange. With plans for targeted drilling and metallurgical sampling, American Tungsten aims to advance its projects and become a domestic supplier of tungsten, essential for defense, semiconductors, and EVs.
Investor news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp. TSG, OTCQB, LGCXF, signs binding term sheet to acquire York Claims adjoining Santa Fe Mine Project. Lahontan Gold Corp. LTXF recently signed a binding term sheet to acquire 27 unpatented lode mineral claims, known as the York Claims, from Emergent Metals Corp. These claims will add about 2.1 square kilometers of mineral rights to the Santa Fe mine project, allowing for potential expansion of the York open pit and increased mineral resources in the area. The deal follows a recent preliminary economic assessment showing gold-silver mineralization extending toward the York claims. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website. GeoVax announces allowance of patent-protecting multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine constructs. GeoVax Labs, Inc. has announced the allowance of a patent by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine constructs. These constructs are designed to induce both antibody and T-cell responses, providing broad immune protection against current and emerging variants of SARS-CoV-2. The patent covers recombinant modified Vaccinia Ankara viral vectors encoding spike, membrane, and envelope antigens to generate virus-like particles. GeoVax's CEO, David Dodd, highlighted the importance of this patent in strengthening their intellectual property estate for next-generation COVID-19 vaccines. The company's multi-antigen approach aims to provide durable and broad-spectrum protection against the virus, including addressing immune escape by new variants.
Fewer donors giving blood, artificial substitutes slow incoming chimer. The Red Cross is facing challenges with fewer donors giving blood, leading to a chronic shortage of O-negative red blood cells. The COVID pandemic has curtailed blood drives, and the younger generation is not donating at the same rate as their elders. Researchers have been working on artificial blood substitutes for 80 years with a powdered substitute called erythromer, ready for emergencies outside of hospitals. However, it is not a complete solution, as human blood's complex properties cannot be fully replicated. The Red Cross is working on enhancing the donor experience by eliminating finger stick tests with a device that passes light through the thumb. Despite advancements in artificial substitutes, blood donors will still be needed to save lives, as these substitutes are considered bridging therapies for emergencies.
Study finds heart health declining in older adults with certain cardiovascular diseases. A new study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that cardiovascular health among older U.S. adults with certain cardiovascular diseases is declining. Researchers analyzed data from 3,150 adults ages 65 and older, finding that cardiovascular health dropped significantly among those with high blood pressure, stroke, or heart failure. The gap in cardiovascular health between people with and without cardiovascular disease appears to be largely due to differences in blood pressure and physical activity. The study, embargoed until August 20, 2025, highlights the importance of supporting older adults with cardiovascular conditions to maintain a healthy lifestyle and emphasizes the need for early intervention to improve heart health.
New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE American, NEP, opens rare frontier in Bolivia's underexplored silver belt. New Pacific Metals Corp., listed on NYSE American as NEWP and on TSX as NEWEG, is opening a rare frontier in Bolivia's underexplored silver belt. Bolivia is the world's fourth largest silver producer, yet less than 10% of its silver-rich mineral belt has been explored. New Pacific Metals owns two of the world's largest undeveloped silver projects, Silver Sand and Carangas. The company's projects have the potential to produce more silver annually than many current global producers. With Bolivia ranking fourth in global silver production in 2024, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, there are significant opportunities for new discoveries. New Pacific Metals, a Canadian mineral exploration and development company, is advancing what could become one of the largest new silver districts in the world. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.